Right now, of course, we are well into the season at Music Mountain, and that means coming up this Saturday and Sunday, some more concerts coming our way, and that means that right now coming our way, Oscar Ruiz, who is the artistic director. Oscar, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Can't complain. We had a nice 4th of July weekend, and we head into another week of concerts, both on Saturday and Sunday at Music Mountain. We'll start off talking, I guess, about the Twilight Evening Concert at 5 o'clock on Saturday with Peter and Will Anderson Quartet.
Yes. I mean, we can't wait. They are twin brothers, very young, very talented. And they're on the road most of the year. I don't know how they manage, but Peter just became father. So he's a very, very happy father coming up to Music Mountain next Saturday. And they will be playing the music of Benny Goodman. They call it the magic of Benny Goodman. They are both clarinetists and saxophonists. And so that is the theme. Benny Goodman is going to be really quite wonderful. They come up with a quartet. In the past, they have played also with a trio, but the quartet is kind of a fuller ensemble. Really lots of fun.
All right. And that is, of course, at 5 p.m. on Saturday, the Twilight Evening Concert. So you can get out and get some dinner after that. But then on Sunday, the Penderecki String Quartet makes another appearance back at Music Mountain.
Yes. They are a regular up here. This year, they will come with pianist Stuart Goodyear. An amazing pianist, I have to say. I mean, he wasn't entirely in my radar, I have to acknowledge. And when Penderecki suggested this pianist, I checked him out. Oh, my goodness. He's a superstar. So we are very, very happy to have him. And also, something interesting about July 14th is that it is, in a way, a pair concert, pair with August 25th, in that we will hear the Brahms piano quintet twice, once this Saturday, on the this Sunday, the July 14th, with Stuart Goodyear piano. But then in August 25th, we will hear the original version of the same piece by Johannes Brahms, which was with cello instead of piano. So for those really interested in the nitty-gritty of composition, this would be a pair concert to come on July 14th and then come back on August 25th to hear the same piece in the two different versions.
Wow. And once again, Sunday concerts start at 3:30?
3 o'clock.
Oh, 3 o'clock.
July 14th, 3 o'clock.
So the Sunday concerts start at 3 and the Saturday at 5. Now, I want to bolt ahead a little bit because you have one of my favorite acts coming up next weekend on Saturday. I've seen them before they were at Music Mountain and since they've been at Music Mountain, and that is the new Black Eagle Jazz Band.
Yes, they are amazing. I think they must have been playing at Music Mountain for nearly 40 years. I'm losing count here. But they are really beyond being a regular. I was saying Penderecki is a regular. Well, Shanghai Quartet will be playing for their 30th consecutive year this year. Well, New Black Eagle beats them all, and because they have been playing at Music Mountain even longer than that. As you can imagine, some of the members are not the same. In fact, they didn't play at Music Mountain last year because a couple of their members were ill, and unfortunately, two of them passed away over the past year and a half. But New Black Eagle is back and still going strong, and we are delighted that they will come back to Music Mountain on July 20th, Saturday, 5 p.m., they really play, you know, the classics, New Orleans jazz, gospel, blues. They play traditional jazz beautifully, and our audience really love them, New Black Eagle.
Now, it's interesting, the differences, and, you know, I think maybe you can explain this to people. When they think of chamber music, I think they think of the same thing over and over and over. Explain the difference, because nothing could be farther than the truth.
Yeah, I mean, so as you know, the focus of Music Mountain is the string quartet repertoire, and as an extension, chamber music in general. In terms of a definition, I mean, we could be as broad as saying that chamber music is any music for a small chamber, intended for a small chamber. So a whole symphony orchestra wouldn't even fit in a small chamber, right? So we're talking groups of 4, 3, 5, up to 7 or 8, but generally quartets and quintets. And in terms of repertoire, the diversity is tremendous. I mean, we have chamber music going all the way from late Baroque to today. There are new works. We heard Philip Glass. We heard a world premiere a couple of weeks ago. And the diversity is tremendous. There are, of course, the classics, the European composers, but also the American composers, Latin American composers, Japanese composers, Asian. And it goes from, you know, soothing to exciting to passionate to temperamental. It really takes you to a new sphere, to a new world. Chamber music, that's something to you, I have to say, especially at Music Mountain. When you come into this very special space, it's quiet, it's cool, it's old, but in a good way.
Yeah.
It's 90 years old. But, you know, Music Mountain was built for a string quartet in the first place, and the acoustics of Gordon Hall are miraculous. So when you come in there and you hear a small group of people, 4, 5, 6, playing for you up close and personal, with all this diverse music and transcendental music, really, it really is something else. And every Sunday is different. Every Sunday we have a new theme. We have a new cocktail of 3, 4 pieces that does something to you in a very good way. I mean, it really is special. People should experience it. Well, everybody should experience it.
Once again, this weekend, the Saturday Twilight Concert, Peter and Will Anderson Quartet, and then the Penderecki String Quartet on Sunday. Tickets always available at musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org, or 860-824-7126. Oscar, speak to you again next week.
Sounds great, Marshall. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Take care. That is Oscar Ruiz, Artistic Director, Music Mountain in Falls Village. Once again, musicmountain.org or 860-824-7126.